Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And I'm Tom Davis, and along with me here, we've got our friends here from Bartlesville Regional United Way. Ah, I love it when you make an entrance. There you go. How are you doing, Lisa and Katie?
Good morning. We're doing great. Well, enjoyed the beautiful snow yesterday and ready for a week full of last-minute shopping and people bustling around to get their holiday just perfect for their families.
Oh, that, you know what? There's that Christmassy snap in the air.
That's right.
And for the folks celebrating Hanukkah, it's just plain cold.
That's true. You know, yes, Lord. Happy Hanukkah
to
those.
Happy Hanukkah to everyone. Now, we've got a lot going on here. First of all, the 12 Days of Giving is up and running and doing fine.
Yes, what a fun thing we're doing this year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you knew this, but 2020 has been kind of a difficult year.
I had an idea.
I mean, it's not that obvious, but so we wanted to end the year with doing something good, and mm-hmm. so we teamed up with a lot of individuals from our community to do the 12 Days of Giving. So mm-hmm. We're doing video series with community leaders and community members to ask for donations of $20.20. Mm-hmm. And those donations will go towards our 2020 campaign.
Sweet.
So, and they help our 14 partner agencies in the 31 programs that we help support.
Sweet. Now, we still have a few days left, so yes. It's very important to get on the stick and help out.
Yeah, so we have three more days in our 12 Days of Giving, so that'll finish up in the middle of this week. Mm-hmm. We have had some great videos so far. There's been some really entertaining ones, and I can't wait to show you guys what we have left. Yeah, there are going to be some really good ones. But I do want to say a quick thank you to all of those who participated. That would be Chuck and Jennifer McCauley, Maria Gus, Chase Alcott, Brian and Sarah Freeman, Randy and Shalyn John, Sean and Christy Roberts, John and Annie Saltzman, Caleb and Taylor Potter, Chris Batchelder, Misty Wishall, David and Summer Austin, and Lisa and the Carey family.
There you go.
Yeah, the Carey family part has been a struggle, but they're gonna be okay, and we're gonna end this. I'm just so thankful for these individuals that think about our community first, mm-hmm. and know that Bartlesville Regional United Way is a way you can really impact your community by donating mm-hmm. the dollars that stay in our community.
And I understand that our friends at Chick-fil-A have really been great partners all along, but even more so here in the last several months.
Yes, I mean, from helping us with our kickoff to giving us free Chick-fil-A cards to doing cookies for a cause, and Chase, of course, doing one of our videos. Such a great person to live in Bartlesville, and who doesn't love Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, right, indeed. And that's a great perk, too, because we have a lot of those cards left, mm-hmm. so we're going to be giving those out to donors as well as our new Live United t-shirts. So we've got some incentives for those of you who donate $20.20 or more.
Ah. And now year-end giving is big this time of year because there are folks who say, you know what, I need to write a check to somebody about this time. And they're starting to look for people to do it, so why not us? Huh?
Exactly. Yeah, so that is kind of where our campaign gets really crucial. So at mm-hmm. the end of the year, that's when numbers start to roll in, and that's when we can kind of figure out, did we make our goal or not? Mm-hmm. So we're really asking, like, if you haven't made your donation yet, now is the perfect time. One of the perks of making a donation to a nonprofit like the United Way is that your donations are tax deductible. So you keep your receipt, we email your receipt when you make a donation, and then you just bring that to your tax person, and then you get a little break on your taxes for that.
Very good. Very good. And if you're a retiree of ConocoPhillips, and boy, I tell you what, those retirees have been doing the job.
They have. I mean, we've already received, I'd say we're about at 65-70% that uh-huh. we got last year. But one of the amazing things that ConocoPhillips and Phillips 66 does is match those retiree dollars.
Oh, boy.
And that is, like Katie said, it's very crucial. And this year, more than ever, I just saw on the news that more people are experiencing food instability. So one of the programs we help support is Mary Martha Food Outreach. So we are experiencing those kinds of things for the first time. People are going to have to ask for help, and we want to be able to help in supporting those programs such as Mary Martha, Agape Mission, Salvation Army, that are crucial this time, especially during this pandemic.
Oh my goodness sakes, you know, this is not the time of year you want to go with the pantry bare.
No
time of year is, but especially when it gets cold and it's winter and things like that. Oh, I just can't even imagine. Well, yes, I can. I think I was one of those when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Where we got that. Now, Change for Change is also starting to wrap up. We've been having folks really starting to ring the buckets, haven't we?
Yes. So, I mean, and Katie's labeled some of those jars. You'll see them around in downtown areas. But those are just, if you have loose change or bills in your pocket, you want to donate, it's a nice way to get involved that doesn't require that much activity. You're there at a store and you may have 50 cents in your pocket. Give it to United Way so we can help those programs that I mentioned earlier.
Very good. And I understand we have a list of some of our Change for Change participants.
Yes, we do. So we have quite a lot this year, which is great. We always try every year to kind of up it. So next year is going to be even bigger and better. But this year we have Bambino's, the Boy Scout Office, Bartlesville Print Shop, Cooper and Mill Brewery, Crossing Second, Dink's, Frank and Lola's, Journey to You Nutrition, Kids Corner, Moxie on Second, Platinum Cigar Bar, Sal's Daylight Donuts, Tate Boys Tires in Downtown, The Candy Basket, The Eatery by Two Kids in a Cake, The Local Juice Company, and Wheezy's.
Well, you hit them all, didn't you?
Yes, yeah, so we have the spectrum on there.
It's a great time to go get those last-minute Christmas gifts and gift cards to some of those restaurants. Mm-hmm. And while you're there, just give back to your community. And we're really grateful for those businesses that participated. If you want a Change for a Change jar, it's not too late. Just give us a call at 918-336-1044 or visit us on our website, and we can get you hooked up.
Now, I understand you're going to take a little bit of a break in the action, but don't worry. Somebody's going to be getting back to you if you leave a message.
Absolutely.
I know better.
Yeah. So our offices, I mean, one of the great things of our board of directors allows our staff to take some time off at the end of the year. But I'm at the office, checking the office at least every day. So
can't stay away.
I can't.
And inches we'll be, from a clean getaway.
It's right. You know, I'm there to help people if they want. They say, okay, it's December 31st. I need to get my donation in. I've done that numerous times. So don't hesitate to contact me or visit our website at BartlesvilleUW.org.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. And this is really going to be great. Now, you can, like you said, get a hold of you there at the website. But phone numbers, they still work too, don't they?
Yes. So you can call our office at 918-336-1044. Or you can come by when we're open at 415 East Silas Street in downtown Bartlesville. That's kind of, you know, before our break. but again, if you are having an issue and we're closed and you need to get a hold of one of us, Lisa's always great about being available. If you're not comfortable talking on the phone, you can also shoot her an email. Mm-hmm. That's Lisa@BartlesvilleUW.org. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook page. We monitor that pretty regularly. So all you need to do is just send us a message. And that's Bartlesville Regional United Way on Facebook.
All right. Very good. Very good. And if you have any questions, all those contact things, all the points of contact we just mentioned, it'll get somebody and you will get a response. That is guaranteed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So especially if you just want to make a contribution, big or small, or if you want to find out more about the organization and how you can help in other ways, because we always need volunteers.
Yes, starting early next year, we're going to need a lot of volunteers. And I just want to take this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to those people out there and thank the Bartlesville Radio for their partnership with us and all you do for not only nonprofits, but for our community in general. And thank you to the donors. Without you, we couldn't do what we're able to do. And those agencies that are out there fighting the good fight wouldn't be able to serve as many people. So thank you.
And we want to thank you for rising to the challenge. Bartlesville Regional United Way, it has been a very tough year. You didn't go away.
No, we're resilient.
Good fight.
Mm-hmm, right. We had to get very creative with some of the things that we did.
Yeah, but you know, it's because of the rich history that we have over 80 years of serving this community. And there's something about Bartlesville and the communities we serve. They rise to the challenge, and we're very fortunate to be in this community and appreciate everyone's support and look forward to more new donors in the future.
Lisa, Katie, thank you for being a part of our community connection, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you, Tom. Merry Christmas.
We've got more coming up, and Merry Christmas to you.